Hi, it's Dan Gaffney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Has anybody been calling in about the U.S. mail since even before Christmas, how late it's been?
Well, funny you bring that up. That was a topic on a recent Dan Gaffney morning show.
I missed it.
Yeah, sorry you missed it. So what? Go ahead and tell us what you think.
I can tell you a lot. I'm a businessman. I ship all over the United States, mostly with U.S. Postal Service Priority Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And items started to not show up for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometimes a month. And people on Amazon, all they got to do is say, I never got my order, and Amazon gives them a refund.
Mm-hmm.
So then I send a message to the customer, please return to sender. You know, don't open the package, just give it back to the postman. Well, people aren't doing that. So I have to send them a bill and threaten them with collection agencies.
Hmm.
The other issue is local mail. Getting your electric bill, your phone bill, and it's due in like 3 days when the time you get it. And then...
Right, because it came late. Because it came late, yeah.
Yeah, and you get a late fee if you pay by check. So I called Extreme or Mediacom yesterday, and I said, you got me a $10 late fee. You know, I mailed it as soon as I got the bill. And he says, well, we can't do anything about the Postal Service.
Right, yeah, that's the big line. I've heard that 100 times. You can't do anything about the Postal Service. That's what everyone's saying.
So what I did with my business was I switched to UPS. And I'm telling you, these guys are unbelievable. I'm shipping stuff to Florida and Georgia in 2 days. Now, what's the difference? I can tell you. Okay. I talked to somebody that works in the post office. And they said that the people that are working in the warehouses are inept. They should all be fired. This is my comment. And rehire people that know, want to work.
Well, did they become inept just before Christmas? I mean, they had been okay, sort of, right?
Well,
how did they become inept over the last 8 weeks?
I would say it's management. If UPS is pushing these people to get stuff out, why isn't the Postal Service doing the same thing? And, I mean, I've had stuff I've shipped to the state of Delaware, gross receipts tax, priority mail, envelope, went from Ocean View to Indiana to Illinois, sat up there, this is like 6 days, then they ship it down to Philadelphia, then it sits in there for a couple of days. And then finally, the other day, they get it here in Dover.
Yeah, weird.
It's just ridiculous.
Apparently, we had no problem with ballots being making it on time, but suddenly then everything else can't make it.
Yeah.
Wink.
And guess who was on the board of directors for the Postal Service before he became president?
Who?
Joe Biden.
Wow, very nice.
There you go.
So anyway, you've had to switch...
From USPS, Postal Service, to UPS.
Mm-hmm.
And they're excellent.
Yeah, well.
But I got to buy my own boxes now. But in order to give the customer service and an extra 60 cents average per box, it's worth it.
Cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of business? What are you sending out all over the place?
Do you remember who you were talking to when you found out about 9/11? I was on the phone with you.
Were you? Wow. That I don't remember. I remember being there when the...
You always used to tell me, people don't care.
About well, people don't care about what?
Red Tide. Remember?
Oh, Red Tide.
Long time ago, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It's still here. It'll be here forever.
It's been so long. It's been so long since we've talked.
I know, yeah, for sure.
So you mail stuff out. What kind of stuff do you mail out?
I deal in men's cologne.
Very.
And my family just bought the business, actually, the last year. And my son and daughter are doing the bottling in Maryland. And it's working out very well. It's a 27-year-old business initiated in Easton, Maryland.
Interesting. Does it smell like the bay? Or what is it like?
It does have bayberry in it, yes.
Yeah, bayberry. It's like an old-style cologne or what? I mean, is it a brand that we would know?
Chesapeake Bay Spice.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. it's I've been in the business for over 25 years, and when people come in my store and I get comments over the air and stuff, and people say, I don't know what this is, but it drives women absolutely crazy. And I swear to God, it's like 90% of the women that smell it have to smell it again and again. And one comment I'll give you is a woman told me that in church, the guy was sitting behind her, smelled so good, it took her 3 years to get the courage up to ask him what the name of the cologne was because she wanted to get some for her husband. And I could give you 100 of those. It's just unbelievable. But
That's wild. Where can we buy it locally? Or is it online only these days?
It's I shut down my retail store, and I work out of my home office now on an internet business license. And it's working out much better. But you can just go to ChesapeakeBaySpice.com.
I want my listeners to, this is not a commercial, it's just a random call, but how cool would that be if our listeners got this cologne and then were immediately attacked by their wives?
Or somebody else.
Somebody else. Hey, good. It's great.
I can't tell you everything, but it's crazy, yeah.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, it's good talking to you. I've been listening to you for the past year.
Oh,
and I do want to talk to you about climate change, right. Eventually, not today. But I could tell you something.
Bill!
What's coming, yes.
It's Bill?
Winkler.
Yes, Bill. It took me a while.
Mm-hmm.
I had to recall your name, but it is Bill. You're on with Bill, caller Bill, about the spice and the mail service. Hello.
That was a testimonial, even though from the owner of the company that was too good to resist. ChesapeakeBaySpice.com, I'm all over it.
Good luck, man. Let me know if you get a spike in sale today.
You betcha. I'll let you know.
ChesapeakeBaySpice.com. That guy's buying it, and somebody else is too. All right, man. Bill, good to talk to you. Thanks for a long time listening, and I appreciate your call. And you're right on it. There's a buzz in the community and a buzz in the country about something up with the Postal Service. And you're 100% right. Your instincts, your observations are in line with what a lot of other people are saying, to be honest with you.
Yep, you betcha.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the call. 302-839-1059. Chesapeake Bay Spice.